active filters. Active inductorless filters have come a long way since their first introduction in the 30s, when they were built using vacuum tubes, resistors, and capacitors. Due to the bulky size and high power consumption of the vacuum tubes, coupled with their high price, active filters originally did not receive much attention. Development of transistors in the late 40s revitalized the interest in this area, with considerable attention being focused in the 50s, mainly on filter design techniques using a single active element. The progress in analog integrated circuit technology has influenced the research and development efforts in active filters in recent years. The production of filters in integrated circuit form is attractive for many reasons, such as increased system reliability and reduction in cost, size, weight, and power consumption. In addition, it is no more expensive and time-consuming to fabricate a larger number of transistors per circuit. Integrated transistors, again, occupy much less space than the passive components. Consequently, the present trend is toward improving the filter functional performance by increasing the number of active elements instead. Active filters are being used in precision instruments, satellites, telephone and data communication systems, and many other places. Just as it was in the early days, the primary application of active RC filters is still at low frequencies where inductors are not suitable because of their bulky size and low quality. With presently available active elements, the useful frequency range of active filters is from DC to roughly 500 kHz. Compared to the more conventional LC filters, active RC filters tend to be cheaper at lower frequencies, whereas passive filters become more attractive at high frequencies. Undoubtedly, the introduction of inexpensive silicon monolithic operational amplifiers has provided a significant impact on the design and development of active filters. It has made possible large volume production of high-performance inductorless filters using hybrid integrated circuit design and fabrication techniques. In addition, for low-runner applications, one can now readily design filters using entirely off-the-shelf components without the problem of designing the active portion of the filter separately, as was the case a few years back. The various methods of active inductorless filter design proposed in recent years can be classified into one of the following four groups, depending on the manner in which the active elements have been used to produce complex poles. These are 1. Frequency-dependent negative resistance approach. 2. Simulated inductance approach. 3. Single-loop feedback approach. And 4. Multi-loop feedback approach. Even though filters designed using any one of these approaches can be fabricated in integrated circuit form, the last three approaches at present appear to be more promising and consequently have received more attention in recent years. In the simulated inductance approach, a conventional RLC filter is first designed, and then each inductor in the original design is replaced by an active RC circuit simulating an inductance. There are basically two advantages of such an approach. First, theory and design of resistively terminated LC filters are well established, and extensive tables are now available on the design of such filters. Second, most commonly used doubly terminated LC filter structures have inherently extremely low parameter sensitivities, making them very suitable for the design of filters with stringent requirements, such as telephone channel filters with very sharp cutoff characteristics. There are many ways to obtain a simulated inductor. The most well-known method is to terminate a port of an active gyrator by a capacitor, then the input impedance seen at the other port is an ideal inductance if the gyrator has zero short-circuit driving point admittances. Realization of an active gyrator is best achieved by connecting two voltage-controlled current sources of opposite transconductances in parallel, with the input port of one controlled source connected to the output port of the other. Due to the non-ideal behavior of any practical realization of the control sources, the simulated inductor behaves more like a lossy coiled wire inductor whose Q can be increased by increasing the input and output impedances of the voltage-controlled current sources. Experimental gyrator circuits based on this approach and fabricated in monolithic integrated circuit form have been reported. To obtain voltage-controlled current sources having very high input and output impedances, compatible P-channel field effect transistors were used for the input stage of each controlled source, as well as for the collector bias current source of each NPN bipolar output stage. These P-channel junction FETs had a transconductance on the order of 1,000 micromohs. This monolithic gyrator has a useful frequency range from DC to 350 kHz and simulated inductors with a Q of 450. The maximum Q can be almost doubled by the addition of phase lag to the current sources. Various other gyrator circuit designs suitable for monolithic construction have also been reported. Most of these gyrator realizations have a common ground, resulting in simulated inductors with one terminal grounded. A satisfactory and feasible solution to the problem of realizing floating inductors, which are often needed in filter design, appears to be the use of either floating power supplies or the use of semi-floating gyrators. An alternate approach in simulating inductors is by using operational amplifiers and RC networks, which is suitable for hybrid integrated circuit fabrication. In this direction, the so-called inductor simulation by a resistor-terminated generalized active transformer appears very attractive. A highly promising circuit uses two operational amplifiers, four resistors, and one capacitor, and can realize a high-quality, stable inductor with a maximum Q of 250 in the frequency range DC to 200 kHz. At VHF and higher frequencies, a single transistor used in the inverted common collector configuration can simulate an inductor quite effectively. Here, by operating the transistor in the alpha cutoff region, the inductive impedance is produced between the emitter and ground when the collector is grounded and a large resistance is connected between the base and ground. This type of inductor normally has very low Q, which can be enhanced significantly over a narrow band by adding a small inductance in the form of lead inductance in the base. To offset the effect of the current-controlled emitter resistance, an appropriate current-dependent resistor is usually connected in series with the emitter. Stable narrowband filters using such simulated inductors have been built to operate at microwave frequencies. Active filters based on the single-loop or multi-loop feedback approach are usually realized as a cascade of second-order filter sections. The second-order filter sections are designed to have very high input impedances and extremely low output impedances to enable cascading without additional buffer amplifiers. Cascade design of the complete filter leads to lower sensitivities and allows independent post-design corrective adjustments of each filter section. Most of the design methods advanced in recent years thus have concentrated on the realization of second-order transfer functions. Commonly used criteria in comparing various proposed filter sections are the range of the Q values realizable by the section and the Q sensitivities with respect to the active and passive parameters. The proposed design methods make use of either finite gain or infinite gain voltage amplifiers, either of which can be realized by monolithic operational amplifiers in practice. To provide low impedance output, the filter configuration is chosen so that the filter output coincides with the output terminal of one of the amplifiers. The single-loop feedback configurations are essentially single amplifier structures which employ either positive feedback or negative feedback to realize complex poles. The most important active filters belonging to this group are the Salen-Key type filters and their variations. Most commonly used active filters employing positive feedback make use of very low-gain, non-inverting type voltage amplifiers and hence have a much wider frequency range. However, these filters are characterized by Q sensitivities proportional to Q and as a result are restricted to low-Q applications, that is, to Qs in the range 1/2 to 10. Some design methods based on the positive feedback approach make use of unity gain voltage amplifiers which have very high stability, and as a result, these methods can be used for moderate Q realizations. On the other hand, filters employing negative feedback require very high gain inverting type voltage amplifiers. In most cases, the minimum gain value necessary is of the order of Q squared. The high gain requirement limits the negative feedback type single amplifier filters to low frequency range from DC to several kilohertz. An attractive feature of these filters is their very low Q sensitivities, usually less than 1/2, which makes them applicable for moderate Q realizations. The single amplifier active filter structures normally use a small number of passive components for most applications. For example, the low-pass, high-pass, and band-pass transfer functions can each be realized using two capacitors and at most four resistors. In multi-loop feedback active filters, two or more amplifiers are normally used. The most popular method in this category is the so-called state variable approach, which is essentially an analog computer simulation of a second-order transfer function. This type of realization uses only two capacitors and usually requires at least three operational amplifiers as well as a large number of resistors. Q sensitivities with respect to the passive parameters are very low, less than 1. Q sensitivities with respect to the gains of the operational amplifiers are also low, provided the gain values are larger than the Q of the pole pair. One version of the filter based on this state variable approach can simultaneously provide low pass, high pass, and band pass response, depending on the choice of filter output terminals, which could be the output terminal of any one of the three operational amplifiers. By appropriately summing these output voltages, any type of transfer function can be realized. The useful frequency range of such filters is pretty much the same as that of the operational amplifiers after compensation. The Q values realizable are about 2,000 from DC to 1 kHz and then decreasing roughly linearly with frequency. By choosing the element values properly, the Q and the resonant frequency can each be controlled independently by adjusting two resistors only, with each parameter depending on one resistor. Another design approach is based on realizing a second-order transfer function as a cascade of a passive RC2 port having complex zeros and negative real poles, and a multi-loop active RC2 port having negative real zeros and complex poles. An all-purpose RC network has been developed to realize any type of RC transfer function by suitable choice of components and interconnection paths. The active subnetwork is a universal frequency emphasizing network containing two amplifiers, one inverting and one non-inverting. The upper limit of realizable Q values is roughly 500. A modification of the frequency emphasizing network allows the realization of 360-degree all-pass transfer functions. A quadratic filter section recently proposed employs two differential input operational amplifiers and two capacitors and is quite promising. It has zero Q sensitivities with respect to the most critical passive components and very low Q sensitivities with respect to the other parameters. By appropriate interconnection, the filter section can realize all types of quadratic transfer functions. Single-loop feedback and multi-loop feedback type active filters are particularly suitable for hybrid integrated circuit realization if the active devices are commercially available silicon integrated operational amplifiers. The passive RC networks can be fabricated using either the thin film or thick film technologies. This leads to stable resistors and capacitors with good tracking and temperature coefficient matching properties. To minimize the effect of temperature on the filter performance, the film deposition process is normally controlled so that the negative resistor temperature coefficient cancels the positive capacitor temperature coefficient. Effect of component tolerance is minimized by post-design trimming of resistor and capacitor values. The trimming is also used to tune the filter. Various techniques have been reported for thin film fabrication of passive components. In a typical thin film realization, the resistors and the interconnecting paths are etched out of three film layers originally deposited on a ceramic substrate by means of a three-mask process. The three layers start with a tantalum nitride resistor film doped with oxygen at the bottom, followed by a thin titanium layer, and then a thick layer of low sheet resistivity gold film at the top. Coarse adjustment of thin film resistors is obtained by having several short-circuited shunt taps, some of which are later scribed open, either mechanically or by laser. Thin film resistors are then fine-tuned to within 0.01% by individual trim anodization, which is achieved by converting the top layer of the resistor film into an insulating oxide film by placing a solid electrolyte mounted on a manual probe onto the resistor to be adjusted. Thin film capacitors and their associated gold interconnection paths are also generated by a three-mask process. First, a glass substrate is coated with a thin layer of tantalum oxide in order to prevent undercutting during the etching process. The beta tantalum film deposited next provides the capacitor base electrodes and upon anodization, the tantalum oxide dielectric layer. On top of this is deposited a gold layer to provide the capacitor counter electrodes and the interconnection paths. By designing capacitors with finger electrodes, coarse adjustment of capacitor value is obtained by scribing the appropriate fingers. Prototype active filters in the frequency range 100 Hz to 100 kHz have been built in hybrid integrated circuit form using such thin film RC networks and beam-leaded monolithic operational amplifiers. These filters showed a 0.15% frequency drift over a 60 degree centigrade temperature ambient, and the Q stability was of the order of plus or minus 5% for Q values up to 500 in the audio frequency range. Thin film resistors and capacitors can also be generated by a through-mask vacuum deposition process. This alternate approach allows placing of both active and passive components on a single substrate. These types of thin film passive components have been precisely adjusted by a spark trimming technique. Here, the trimming is achieved by eroding away materials by means of sparks produced as a result of periodic positive voltage pulses applied between a trim probe and the grounded film component being trimmed. By varying the shape of the probe and the applied voltage, the width and depth of the trim cut can be controlled. Using this technique, trimming of thin film resistors to better than 0.1% and that of thin film capacitors to within less than 1 picofarad have been reported. Active filters using monolithic operational amplifiers, thick film resistors, and NPO ceramic capacitors are being produced commercially. Thick film resistors can be trimmed to within 0.1% and capacitors trimmed to within 1%. Thick film technology allows the generation of passive components with larger spread-in values than that possible with thin film development. The operational amplifiers are individually bonded to the passive circuit. One commercial concern which produces active filters based on the state variable approach fabricates all of the operational amplifiers needed per filter section in monolithic form on one substrate along with their internal compensating capacitors. The passive RC network is fabricated on a separate substrate which is later bonded to the active substrate. References for this report: S.K. Mitra, Analysis and Synthesis of Linear Active Networks, John Wiley & Sons, New York, 1969. S.K. Mitra, Synthesizing Active Filters, IEEE Spectrum, Volume 6, pages 47 through 63, January 1969. S.K. Mitra, Active RC Filters, Proceedings, Houston Conference on Circuits, Systems, and Computers, Houston, Texas, pages 147 through 159, April 1969. 1969 WESCON Technical Papers for Session 4, Integrated Circuits in Active Filters, August 1969. V.C. Hughes, O.R. Mulkey, and M.H. Williamson, Thin Film Fabrication Procedures for Complex RC Active Filters, Proceedings, IEEE Electronic Components Conference, Washington, D.C., May 1968. This report was prepared by Professor S.K. Mitra, University of California, Davis. Date: Dial Access Technical Education is an IEEE educational activity. If you need a copy of the reference list, send a stamped self-addressed envelope and the title of this report to DATE IEEE Headquarters, 345 East 47th Street, New York 10017.